Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we not virgin to Savior. Hear my humble cry. Calling, sing now, do not pass me by, and I'm calling you, Savior, oh, blessed Savior, why don't you hear my humble cry? And love all others out of calling. Sing now, do not pass me by. Now let me at that throne of mercy some sweet relief. Me live there in deep contrition. Help my unbelief, and I'm calling you, Savior. Oh, blessed Savior.
This is my story,
is my faith. I'm praising my Savior all day long. This is my story. This is my faith. Praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight. Vision that watches now burst on my sight. Angels descending, rain from above. Echoes of mercy and whispers of love. For this is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all in the Lord. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. For this is my story, this is my song. I'm praising my Savior. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. For this is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior. For this is my story, this is my song. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. Amen. I'm a man standing by the Jordan, wipe the tears from everybody's eyes. I know a man, I know a man. He's standing by the Jordan, wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I never knew, a man like this before who could open so many doors. I know a man, and standing by the Jordan, he's wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I know a man, I know a man. He is praying by the Jordan, now wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I know that man, I know that man. Jesus Christ is praying by the Jordan, wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I never knew a man like this before who could open so many doors. I know that man, I know the man, standing by, I know the man, standing by the Jordan. I know the man, standing, I know the man, standing by the Jordan, wiping tears, from everybody's eyes. I know that man, I know that man. He is preaching by the Jordan, now wiping tears from everybody that I know that man, I know that man, Jesus Christ be free. Somebody joy, wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I never knew, I never knew, never knew a man like this before. Who could open so many doors? I know that man, I know the man standing by. I know the man standing by the Jordan, wiping tears from everybody's eyes. Good to see you, sisters. Society. Good to see you, Jonas Ross Jr. We're going to sing one more song, and then we'll get into our business for today. I'll fly away. If you know that, you got your wings, or you get prepared for your wings, sing with me. Sing that morning when the flight is over. I will fly away. I'm going to a home on God's celestial shore. I will fly away. Don't you know that I will fly away where glory lies? I'll fly away in the morning and when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I will fly away. Now when the shadows of this life is broken, I will fly away, like a bird from prison by the floor. I will fly away. Don't you let it out. I will fly away. And glory, I'll fly away in the morning and when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I will fly away. Now just a few more weary days and then I will fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I will fly away. Don't you know that I will fly away everywhere. I will fly away in the morning and when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I will fly away. Don't you let it out. I will fly away. Glory, I'll fly away in the morning and when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I will fly away. Amen. You have tuned into the Blog Talk Radio Show, Fighting an Incarcerated Mind with an Incarnated Christ. This is the Golgotha Church of Christ morning worship to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we're just excited that you're with us today, either on Radio Land or on Facebook Live, and soon to be on television. And so we're just so glad to have you in all the aspects that you're here, and we're glad that the Lord has sent you to be with us today. We are heavenly elated, high and happy, and peacock proud to be able to serve you today and to be able to share the blessings of God with you today. If you're on Blog Talk Radio or if you're watching through Facebook Live and you'd like to call in, I ask you to call in if you would, please. Dial us in at 619-924-0767. 619-924-0767. We'd love to have you on with us this morning able to talk with you about the lesson today and what you may get out of the lesson that may bless someone else. We're broadcasting here in the United States and also in Norway at this time. And so we're so glad to have you with us today. We are going to have a word of prayer, my invocation, and then we will... What happened here? My video just ended. Let me kick it back in. Then we will start as well with a... Hold on 1 second, if you would. Connections are not doing what they should be doing at times. There we go. Here we go. Go live. All right, we're back with you at this time. We're going to have prayer again. And again, we ask you to call in 619-924-0767. I see we have a few that are on the line right now. Good to see. And I want you to call in so we can talk about this thing. And we're having a great time, and we're going to have a word of prayer at this point in time. Then we will have our communion, and then we will talk about the lesson that's been given to us for today. Bow with me at this time. God, righteous Father, in the sweet name of Jesus, Father, to you we give honor and praise today. Thank you the best we know how. Thank you for everything that you do for us. Thank you for allowing us to even be able to worship you today in spirit and in truth. We pray that everything happens is pleasing and acceptable in thy eyesight, and that you will get all glory, honor, and praise, even on this day, Father. This is Resurrection Day, the day that you got up, the day that you sacrificed your life for us. On the first day of the week, you got up from the grave and said, oh, grave, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? And so, Father, we love you today. We're praying for those that are homeless, that are helpless, those that are incarcerated, and those that are having irritable situations, those that have been victimized. We ask you to continue to bless them and keep them. Give them the hope that they need. Give them the strength that they need to continue to climb. And as we go to this lesson today, Father, like Father, like Son, we ask you to continue to bless us and keep us on this day. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Let us collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. Let's have communion with the Lord at this point in time. We know that upon the first day of the week, Acts 27, when the apostles came together to break bread, Paul continued teaching in 1 Corinthians 11, chapter verse 23. He says, for I received of the Lord that which also I have delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, in the same manner which he was betrayed, he took bread. And after he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, amen. Let's collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. You may take up the unleavened bread and drink up the cup. Amen, amen, amen. It is all right. It is all right, as long as I have my Lord beside me. It is all right, as long as I have his hand to hold, as long as he watches over my soul, as long as I am under his control. It is all right. Well, it is all right. It is all right. As long as I have my Lord beside me, it is all right. As long as I have his hand to hold, as long as he watches over my soul, as long as I am under his control, it is all right. Amen. I want to say good morning to each and every one of you once again. I see you, Leanne and Janessa. Good to have you guys this morning. Praise God for you and all the blessings that you are on Blog Talk Radio. I see my wife Marie is on there, and I see looks like Big Joe on there, and I think that's Sister Alita, the other member that's on there, but we'll find that soon. You guys hang in there. He's glad to have you and more. If you would call in, and we'll talk about it here in a minute, 619-924-0767. We have been having a great time in the book of Matthew. And in the book of Matthew, we've been talking about so many things that have helped us to understand the life of Jesus and what Jesus is going through. And as we continue to talk about
what Jesus has went through. We really have pinpointed quite a few things, and we found out that you're dealing with some people with an identity crisis. And so Jesus, on the Mount of Transfiguration, wanted them to understand that identity is important. And he provides for them identity theft protection, because Satan has got in and has done copyright infringement. Satan has came in and has stolen their image. And Satan wants to steal your image here today. But I want you to understand that we serve a God that's better to us than we've ever been. And so we're going to migrate back into the Old Testament today. And we're going to take a look at Isaac. We've been teaching, and most of you know we've been teaching so much on Thursday night about Abraham and his journey. And now Abraham has passed it on. He's passed on at 175 years. Both Isaac and Ishmael get a chance to bury him. Sarah has passed on before him. And so now we're going to see in the 26th chapter that God reaffirms his promise to Isaac, as he did with Abraham. Remember, he had a fourfold promise that he gave to Abraham. Let's turn over to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12. He told him, I will make you a great nation. Video issues? Hey, got to do something about this. Not strong. Got to do something about it. There we go. There we go. Got you back. So, may have to pause a few times because I'm having some technical difficulties with connection down here, but we don't want you to miss anything. Remember, Abraham was met by God. God had given him a promise. As Abram, he says, if you leave your people and you follow me into the land of milk and honey and in Canaan's land, I will bless you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. He said, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you, and all the people on the earth will be blessed through you. He made this fourfold promise to Abram in the 15th chapter when Abram becomes Abraham. God, excuse me, the 17th chapter. So my covenant will be with you and with your those that come with you of many nations. Your name will no longer be Abram, but your name will be Abraham. Verse number 5, for I will make you the father of many nations. I will make you extremely fruitful and will make nations and kings come from you. I will keep my covenant between me and you and your future offspring throughout their generations as an everlasting covenant to be your God and the God of your offspring after you. And to you and to your future offspring, I will give the land where you are residing, all of the land of Canaan, as an eternal possession, and I will be their God. So in the 17th chapter of the book of Genesis, God reaffirms the promise that he made. Now, if we go, we're in the 26th chapter. And in the 26th chapter, I would like to title this like father, like son, because we want to see some things in this chapter that Isaac ends up doing, much like his father, that he learned from his father, that he did something with his father. His father did traits that have not been passed on. And sometimes you don't take on all the good ones. We know that Abraham lied a couple times. But we're going to see Isaac feel a little query and not tell the truth as well. And we got to remember that anything with the intent to deceive is a lie. And so God's man will always be called on the carpet because he cannot walk slew-footed and walk for God. Man, let's hurry with me to the chapter, a 26th chapter of the book of Genesis, and we'll start to read. And I'll be reading from a Holman's Christian Standard translation. You read from your translation, and we will go from there. The Bible says, there was another famine in the land. Well, I didn't hear you. Yes, I know that. All right. Wife was telling me the conference call line was not coming through. So, all right. So we back to where I was at. 26th chapter of the book of Genesis. There was another famine in the land, in addition to the one that had occurred in Abraham's time. Remember, as Abraham came from Ur of the Chaldees, migrated up to Haran, right? God had that talk with him, leave your people. He made the choice to follow God and separated from them. God sent them into Canaan's land. And I was like, what, there? Not on blog talk? It shows that it is. Hold on 1 second, people. But I have to go without it. It's not. Devil is a lie. He's trying to mess some things up today, but we're going to do what God has called us to do anyway. So there was a famine in the land, in addition to the one that had occurred in Abraham's time. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. And the Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land that I tell you about. Stay in the land as a foreigner, and I will be with you and bless you." Remember, Egypt, as I was saying before, was where Abraham ended up migrating to, based on the fact that Egypt was the area that because there was a famine in the land down the Negev, so he migrated south. And as he migrated south, then that was the time, and that was where he ended up telling a lie because he was worried about them killing him because his wife was fair. Now, fair in 16th century English is not, and King James time was not fair in our understanding. She was a knockout. Right? And so she was very beautiful, the text says. And so they're not just average. And so he felt that they didn't have enough morals, that if he told the truth, they would kill him. So he figured he helped God out and told a lie. Well, this time, don't go down into the Negev. Don't leave Canaan's land. Stay where the blessings are at. God says, your offspring are going to reside in there, and that's where they must stay at. So Isaac is commanded to stay here in Egypt. I mean, in Canaan's land, do not go to Egypt, is what he has been told to say. Stay there as a foreigner, and you will be blessed. I'll give all these lands to you and your offspring, and I will confirm my oath that I swore to your father Abraham. Verse 4, I will make your offspring as numerous as the stars of the sky. I will give your offspring all these lands, and all the nations of the earth will be blessed by your offspring. Because Abraham listened to my voice and kept my mandate, my commands, my statutes, and my instructions. So Isaac settled in Gerar. So we know that Gerar is where Isaac decided to stay at, and he settled there and built camp. Now take a look at what's happening here. God has promised him, he has made a covenant promise with Isaac that you are the offspring because of the promise that was kept with Abraham. Now it's going to